You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my last guest today is Renee Hughes, here to talk about the Last Chance Mining Museum and the Sentinel Lighthouse. Hello, Renee.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thanks. How are you?
Great, great. Beautiful day.
It is, isn't it? Didn't turn out too bad. For starters, I was wondering if you could give us a little bit of background about the Last Chance Mining Museum and what you do there.
Well, the Last Chance Mining Museum is operated in the old compressor building that was part of the AJ Mine. And the Historic Society has been running the museum for just over 25 years. This is, I think, our 26th, 27th season. And we have been protecting the mining artifacts, like we have the largest air compressor that Ingersoll Rand ever built. My favorite pieces in the museum are the glass maps that show exactly how honeycombed Mount Roberts really is. They're pretty fascinating.
That's so interesting. I was just about to ask, what are some of your personal favorite exhibits in the museum? You beat me to it. Let's talk about the museum status this summer. You're open now, is that right?
That is correct. We've been open. We've kind of tried out a few different schedules to see what might work with all of this virus going around and trying to keep everyone safe, but still offering an opportunity for people to be able to get out and do something, get a little history, enjoy being outdoors. And Friday till Monday seems to be the days that have worked best for us. So we're open from 2 to 5 on those 4 days, so that we can be in compliance with rules and regulations concerning being open.
Where are you located? For those who don't know where you are or have never been there, who may have thought they were close but weren't sure where to find you.
Well, if you go down to the end of Basin Road, which is Perseverance Trailhead, we are the big industrial buildings that are on the other side of Gold Creek. So we're just a mile and a half from downtown. If you don't have a car, it's a great, great walk. Once you get up to the top of Gold Street, things kind of level out and you feel like you're in the wilderness, and great opportunity to look for goats and eagles and birds, and you know, you never know what you're going to find. Could be bears or it could be your neighbor.
I have seen all of those things up there. So what are some of the best reasons to come to visit the museum this summer? You mentioned the walk to get there, which is nice, and you can drive up there too. But once we get up there and we stroll over to the building, what are we going to find next?
Well, there's the museum itself, but we also have the ground. So we have the train level, so there's some locomotives and some passenger cars. So you can kind of, it's a great place for make-believe, especially when you've got children. I also sell gold pan kits, so if you wanted to make a day out of it, you could come up, get a gold pan for the afternoon, try your luck, hopefully, you know, find a few little flakes to put in your vial and take home with you, but it's just a great place to be outdoors.
Have you found
that? As well as learning some history and just kind of see, and it's just incredible for your imagination.
Yeah, so the history covers sort of the what happened when the mining company came in and what they did, what they found. Do you know much about the use of the land before the mining company came in?
Well, it was just basically native land, and pretty much all of downtown was built on mine tailings. So if it's flat in the downtown area, it's very possible that it came from inside Mount Roberts.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. And have you found any gold yourself up there?
I found some flakes, yes.
Just some flakes, no big nuggets?
Well, around here it's such a low-grade gold mine that the gold is so small, it's very rare when you find anything of any substantial size, but a squished English pea is something to get excited about around here.
A squished and English pea?
Yeah, squished. That's about, you know, that's something everybody gets all excited, and sure enough, they're going to be in the hole where you were digging just right after you, because they're sure there's going to be another one.
What is a squished English pea?
You've never seen an English pea? They're little round peas.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I know what, I can picture a green pea.
Okay, well, you squish it and it's fine. And what you're left with after you've squished it is about what you might find in a nugget around here, about that size.
Got it, got it. And Renee, what's your connection to the museum? Do you run the museum? Do you live out there on the grounds?
We run the museum. My husband, Gary Gillette, is the president of the Historic Society. And he's been living up at the museum for 36 years. And when I moved in with him, we kind of decided that it was a great place. It's had kind of a colorful history throughout time, and it should be back open to the public. And so we were able to raise the money to get it open and running and do all the preservation work that was needed to make it a viable part of our community.
That's great. And so when I'm up there hiking and I hear a dog barking, is that your dog?
That's my dog. That's Galena. She's named for one of the minerals that they used to take out of the mine.
Wow. And there's a city named Galena up, I think it's up near the Arctic Circle, isn't it?
And Galena is probably the mineral that named the town. It's lead.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that's something new I didn't know. Thank you for the lesson. I'm learning so much already, and I know I'll learn even more if I go check out the Last Chance Mining Museum. And the hours and the other details of the museum, that can be found online?
Can be found online. We've got some signage up, but it's Friday through Monday. No, wait. Yes, Friday through Monday, 2 to 5.
Okay, great. Now, something else you wanted to talk about today is the Sentinel Lighthouse. Is that right?
The Historic Society. We also own Sentinel Island Lighthouse,
right,
which we've been doing the preservation work out there, but it's kind of been a little known place of interest that has been available for people to go rent like a cabin and get your own private island to kind of get out of town, get away from people, kind of do your own thing without having to leave town.
What is the story of the island and the lighthouse and the cabin out there?
Well, when you rent it from us, you get to stay in the tower itself. And
oh, wow.
A number of years ago, the Coast Guard decided they didn't have the resources in which to do the preservation work out there. And so they offered them out to private nonprofits, and the Historic Society put in for one, and that's how we got Sentinel Island Lighthouse. And so since then, we've been doing the preservation work out there and have offered it to people that want to go have this experience of being at a lighthouse and being a keeper for the weekend. So it's been very popular this summer. We've gotten lots of inquiries, and a lot of people have just discovered it as this neat little place that you can go just kind of tuck away and get away from your normal routine.
How would you go about reserving it, and then how do you get out there?
Well, you can call me at 780-4355, or you can, to get out there, you would either kayak, that's the cheapest, easy way to get out there, or if you've got a little more resources, coastal helicopters is drop you at the front door 15 minutes and you're on the island.
That does sound like quite the amazing weekend adventure.
It is, because you get to see the ice fields and some glaciers, and then, you know, you land and it's like, oh, here we are. And, you know, there's going to be whales and eagles and all kinds of great little sea creatures around.
Well, Renee Hughes, talking to me about the Last Chance Mining Museum, Sentinel Lighthouse. She can be reached at 780-4355. Thank you so much for sharing that info today. I think both of those things sound like great activities to check out this summer. Is there anything?
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Of course. Is there anything else you want to share before we say goodbye?
Vote early, and hopefully we'll see you at the museum, striking it rich.
Thanks so much. That's a great note to go out on. Have a great day, Renee.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.